Good morning. This morning's scripture comes from Matthew, chapter 21, verse 23. When Jesus had come into the temple area, the chief priests and the elders of the people approached him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?" God lived in human form for 33 years. And revealed and taught through that revelation for a mere 3 years. Countless people traveled great distances to hear the voice of Jesus, the Messiah, the Anointed One. But even though many believed, there were still many, including chief priests and Pharisees and elders, who did not, despite the physical evidence of miracles. Even though we are followers, we are still human. And so many of us encounter times in our lives when we question God's presence. God created us. He loves us, even when we question and or when we doubt. Today, I invite you to reflect with me upon how we encounter our Lord on a daily basis. Though we are not able to literally go to that temple and listen to Jesus speak, we do have the same opportunity all around us each day. The truth is that God is still speaking in countless ways. Reflect upon how easily you perceive His presence and His voice. And when you do hear Him speak, how do you respond? This morning's prayer can be found on page 528 of the Book of Common Prayer. It is the collect for the ordination of a priest. Let us pray. O God of unchangeable power and eternal light, look favorably on your whole church, that wonderfully and sacred mystery, by the effectual working of your providence, carry out in tranquility the plan of salvation. Let the whole world see and know that things which were being cast down are being raised up, and things which have grown old are being made new, and that all things are being brought to their perfection by Him through whom all things were made, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. I invite you to call back tomorrow morning for a new Advent devotional. May God bless you and keep you.